Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Garcia.
God bless you guys. I'm going to be talking to you guys under the topic of planted. Planted. You know, God has called us to be planted. Amen? So let us stand to our feet so we can get into the reading of the word. Planted. God has called us to be planted because it is important. When you're planted, you bear fruit. And I don't know if you guys heard her testimony, but she said that there was people that planted seeds in her. Here and there, they planted seeds in her. And then with time, she went back to church. And then when she went back to church, God started fulfilling the vision, the picture that God had put in her life, in her heart. And now we see that she's bearing fruit. Now we're seeing that not just one book, but seven books. So much fruit. Not, you know, that, and that's what the kingdom of God is about. Is about growing, about multiplying, about bearing fruit. That's why today I want to talk to you guys on the topic of planted. Plantado, planted. How important it is for you to be planted in a church. Amen. And this will make sense right now. Just give me a second. Let me work the ground a little bit. And let me tell you that you're not going to leave here the same way you came. Amen. God has a word for you this morning. Let's go to the book of Job, chapter 14. Job, chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. We want to welcome those that are watching Facebook and YouTube. Go ahead and take the time to share this message. Give it a like. Send it to somebody in your family. Tell them it's time to be planted. Amen. Tell your neighbor right now. Tell them it's time to be planted. Amen. Are we there? The word of the Lord reads, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Job chapter 14, verses 7 through 9 in the New King James Version says, "For there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. Though its root may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant." Tell your neighbor, get planted. And if your neighbor's already planted, then tell them, stay planted. Tell them again, get planted. If you're planted already, tell them again, stay planted. It's important, church, to be planted. The portion of the word that we read is in the book of Job. Job said these words, and he says, "For there is hope for a tree." Job could identify himself with the tree. He said, "Even if it's cut down, it will sprout again." I don't know what you've gone through. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know how hard it's been for you. Maybe you've been cut down. But let me tell you today that you will sprout again. You will grow because you're in the right place. You're in the house of God. You're here because you're seeking something from God. You're seeking from heaven. You want relationship because there's an emptiness in your heart that only God can fill. It will sprout again. And that tree that once had branches will have branches again. It don't matter what age you have. It doesn't what if you're young, old. It doesn't matter how difficult it gets. As long as you continue to come to the house of God, God will water your roots. Let me tell you again, as long as you continue to come to God's house, God will water your roots. And let me tell you that when the time passes by, you will sprout again. There will be fruit in your life. There will be apples. There will be oranges. Why? Because you're in the house of God. Job said, yet at the scent of water, it will bud. It will bud. It will bear fruit. It might not look like an apple right away. But long as it shows a little leaf. I don't know about you, how many have gardens at home or in your backyard, and you trim a tree that you don't want. You've cut it all the way down to the stump. But then the rain comes, and then before you know it, that stump, there's a branch growing out of it because it's resilient. It refuses to die. And that's what God's people need to be, is like that old stump that has resilience in them and are not willing to die. You have life in you. And you will, that branch will bear fruit. And you know what? I picked two apples because they're different. There's a green one and there's a red one. And there's a message behind this, because you might not be the same. You and I might not be the same. You're different, but you're still a child of God. Amen. I don't know which one you are, the red one or the green one, but you're an apple. Amen. You're an apple. God's called you to bear fruit. God's called his church to bear fruit. And you know what? Let's go to Psalms. Psalms 1. That's the whole purpose why God's called us. God's called us to multiply. God's called us to bear fruit. That means that God has called me to make another Eddie. Come on, somebody. God has called you to make another Ephraim. God has called you to make another Jonathan. God has called you to make another Robert. God has called you to make another Melissa, another Griselda, another Susan. God has called us to multiply. But to multiply, we need to be planted. We need to be in the place where God wants us so that we can bear fruit. God has called his church to disciple. God has called his church to multiplication. And in order for us to multiply, we have to be planted. God wants us to be fruitful and prosperous. You know, God wants three things for you. First, he wants you to be blessed. Second, he wants you to be planted. And third, he wants you to be fruitful. So turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm blessed. Tell him, I'm blessed, I'm planted, and I'm fruitful. Say it again, because you said it like you didn't believe it. I'm blessed, I'm planted, and I'm fruitful. Amen. I'm blessed, planted, and fruitful. I'm blessed, planted, and fruitful. I'm blessed, planted, and fruitful. So today when you leave here, what'd you learn? I'm blessed, I'm planted, and I'm fruitful. Because it's not just about being placed somewhere. It's about being rooted. It's being grounded. It's being connected to a source that sustains you. That's why you come to the church. That's why you come to the body. Because you need something that I have, and you have something that I need. Because together we form the body of Christ. So it's not just about being here, church. It's about being rooted. And what do the roots do? They grow deep. They look for water. They penetrate the ground. They penetrate the earth. They look for a source of water that's going to sustain them. You can't plant a tree right today and expect apples tomorrow. Right? It takes time. It's a process. Mercy, I forgot to turn on the alarm. I got free 10 minutes there on. Amen. Here we go. Now the countdown. Okay, Psalms 1. Let's go to Psalms 1, 1 through 3. I'm going to read it real quick. Psalms 1, 1 through 3. You guys there? If you're not there, say, hold on, I can't find it. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm almost there. Okay, now we're there. Psalms 1, 1 through 3. He says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's not just any tree. but the one that's got a constant supply, a continual flow of nourishment. It's not waiting on the rain to show up. It's got a river feeding it every single day. So if you're like that tree that's planted next to the rivers of water, you're not going to be waiting for it to rain. You're already tapped into the source. You're already tapped into the water. You're not coming to church just to get water. You're already grown. You're already tapped into the source. You know that coming to church is just part of you growing. You're not depending on the word on Wednesday. You're not depending on Monday's discipleship. You're not depending on Sunday morning sermon because you've already tapped into that water well. That means that you live a life of growth. Although all this is good, coming to church, we encourage you to come to church. We want you to come to church. But we want you to tap into that source. That you don't depend on being watered. That you get up and you read the Bible on your own. That you take time to pray at home. That you take time to tell others about Jesus. You don't just tell them, let's go to church so my pastor can tell you about Jesus. You say, you know what? Let me tell you what Jesus did in my life. I was a drug addict and God set me free. That you begin to witness. That you begin to bear fruit. That you begin to be stimulated. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his ways he meditates day and night. Check it out, number three. He shall be planted like what? Like a tree. Planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Tell your neighbor, I'm blessed, I'm planted, and I'm fruitful. Once again, I'm blessed, I'm planted, and I'm fruitful. Now tell them, there's apples. Tell them, there's apples. Hay manzanas. Tengo manzanas. I have apples to give away. Tell them, don't be embarrassed. You're looking at me. Tell them, I got apples. I got fruit. I got fruit to give away. I want to give away fruit. Why? You know why? It's in my interest to give away my fruit because God gives me more fruit. If I don't give my fruit away, I get stagnant. I get stuck. The fruit stops growing when it's stuck. But when you give your fruit away, God gives you more growth. God gives you more apples. God gives you more oranges. Amen. And it's just an example, right? I don't want you leaving here saying, Pastor said that I'm an apple tree. It's an example. Look at it from the spiritual side. Amen. Although some of you guys look like apple trees, but I'm just kidding. Amen. But you're planted in the right place. You know what? Let me take my jacket off because it got warm in here. Amen. Can you guys hear me? All right. I got a knife right here. Nobody gets scared, right? We got Angel back there in security. He's ready. He's locked and loaded. He has a strap and everything. He's ready to go. All right. Pastor said, come to church packing, so we're just being obedient. Amen. And I cut this apple because I want to get something out of this apple. There's a little seed in here. So you guys already know where I'm going with this. You can't even see the seed from where you're at. Right? It's tiny. But every apple has a seed. Every apple has a seed. Why? Because inside every apple, there's an orchard. And every apple, there's a tree that creates an orchard. And every apple, there's a seed to produce another tree. So that means that inside of you, there's a seed. It's up to you and I to allow that seed to grow, that seed to bear fruit, that seed to grow up. It seems tiny. It seems insignificant. But this little seed, if you place it in the right place and you water it, it will grow. And as little and insignificant as it looks, it's a tree in my hand. But I have to water it. I have to nourish it. I have to protect it. I have to prune it. Hello, somebody. And I have to do what needs to be done so that this seed can become a tree. Now let's go to the church. Some of you guys are seeds. And you're in the right place. You're in the house of God. But you're a seed that hasn't planted itself. You still say, let's go to church. You haven't got to the point where you say, let's go to my church. In other words, you're still a visitor. Hello, somebody. Got serious in here. You still haven't planted yourself. And everything changes, church, when it becomes personal. When you make that decision of getting planted, of saying, you know what, this is my church. This is where I am planted. This is where I'm going to bear fruit. This is where I'm going to allow my roots to grow deep, allow my roots to grow and go deep into the source. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. This is where we come to get godly counsel. This is where we come to allow God to speak into our lives. This is where we come to meet with other brothers and sisters, because we're planted, we're blessed, we're planted, and we're fruitful. Blessed and planted and fruitful believers, they engage in deeper relationships. That means that even though it's uncomfortable, I'm going to engage in a conversation with you. I'm not just going to come to church and sneak out the back door. I'm going to come to church and I'm going to, you know what, my flesh doesn't want to, but I'm going to approach you and I'm going to engage in a conversation and I'm going to at least find out your name. Where are you from? What do you do? How can I help you? What are your needs? And you begin to testify. You know what? Yes, I came to this church too. And I was messed up. I needed a checkup from the neck up. I was messed up, hooked on drugs. I was divorced. Nobody wanted me. But you know what? When I came to this church and I got planted, everything changed. God began to restore me. God began to water my trunk. God began to water my roots. And little by little, I began to bear fruit because I engaged. I went deeper with God and I went deeper in relationship with godly people. Blessed and planted and fruitful believers, they enjoy a life of true freedom, because you're free because God's in your life. Blessed, planted, and fruitful believers embrace a role in God's mission. In other words, you get connected. You get connected. You get plugged in. You don't get upset no more when they tell you, hey, we missed you at church. Because you're part of our body. You're part of the church. You're part of the family. Stop being so aggressive. Stop being so personal. Stop taking it like the pastors or the leaders of the church are out to get you. We're not out to get you. We want to see your family blessed. We want to see you grow. We want to see you planted. We want to see you fruitful. We want to see God do something in your marriage and in your family. God's called us to love people. You don't become a pastor because you hate people. You become a pastor because you love the flock. You love to be around the sheep. You love to encourage. You love to embrace people. You love sharing the love of God that God has given us, because by no means we're perfect. We're imperfect people serving a perfect God. How many can say amen in his house? Psalms 92, verses 12 through 14, it says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing." Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you're fresh and you're flourishing. Tell him, you're fresh and you're flourishing. Y le estás fresco y floreciendo. Sounds more romantic in Spanish, huh? Estás fresco y floreciendo. You're fresh and you're flourishing. Why? Because you're planted in the house of God. You're righteous. You shall flourish like a palm tree. You shall grow. You know, you just come to the house of God, and even if you don't want to grow, you're going to grow. Why? Because you're hearing the truth. You're hearing the word of God. You're hearing the scriptures, and the scriptures are the ones that are provoking you to change. It's not us that changes people. It's God through his word. He brings conviction, and he makes us change our old ways into new ways. Why? Because those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish. In the courts of our God, they shall still bear fruit when they're old. Some of you guys think, yeah, no, pues ya sabes, you know what, I'm old already. I'm in my 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm already on the way out. No, 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 rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. God has called you to bear fruit in your old age. God has called you to bear fruit in your season state of life. You have something that this new generation needs. They need your wisdom. They need your counsel. Necesitan tus consejos. Necesitan tu ayuda. La generación nueva necesita a los veteranos espirituales. We need the spiritual veterans that will speak in to the life of the next generation. Church, it's time to flourish. It's time to get planted. It's time to bear fruit. Planted means to be in a place. Planted is a seed, a bulb, a plant in the ground that is going to grow. The word translated bless means happy. That's why the people that are happy are those that are planted. And you see the ones that are always nagging, always complaining, always backbiting on people. Look at their lives. They're not planted. They're not planted. So don't listen to people that are always nagging, because they're not planted. You tell them, you know what? I'm planted in the house of God. I'm not going to complain, because I know that even though it's rough right now, it's just temporary. Even though it's hard right now, it's just a season. I'm going to go through it and I'm going to get on the other side, because I'm planted. I'm planted in the house of God. I'm happy. I'm blessed. To be blessed by God is to be happy. Remember where you were at. I said, just remember. Don't go there. Don't stay there. Just where you were at. Thank God that you're not there no more. You're where you're at now. Look at where you're at. You're in the house of God. Who would have thought that you would have been in God's house? You were crazy at one point. You were a party animal. But God changed your life. You grew up. You stopped partying. You stop being crazy. You said, ¿sabes qué? No más. No more. Now it's time to get serious because there's more to life. Hay más para la vida. Hay más en la vida. Necesito plantarme. I need to get planted. You know, and we come to God's house to get right. You don't wait at home to get right and then come to God's house. This is where we come, church. This is where we come to get right with God. Even though you can't, even though you have to drag yourself to church, come to his house because this is where you're planted. This is where God's going to bless your life. This is where you're going to receive from heaven. Psalms 52:8 says, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. But I, tell your neighbor, I am like a green olive tree. Tell him, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in his mercy, in the mercy of God forever and ever. Here you go. You were thinking that you would come to church so that everybody can see your red bottoms, your expensive purse, your nice coat, your nice hat. But you've come to the house of God because you are a green olive tree that's planted in the house of God. You're trusting in his mercies forever and ever. God's called you to bear fruit. God has called you to bear fruit. You're planted at NGC. You know, this is fertile soil. This is fertile ground. And you know, I can attest to that. Because I came to this church broken, tired, telling God, you know what, God, I'm tired, man. If you're for real, I need you. I need to fill you. I need you to help me with this addiction because on my own I can't do it. I tried rehab. I tried going to mental health. I've tried so many things and I cannot shake this, my God. And I was right here in this church in the back. And I told him, Lord, if you're here, it was a midweek service. It was on a Wednesday. For you guys that don't like to come on Wednesdays, that's where God touched me. That's where he didn't just touch me. That's where he spoke to me. He said simple. He said, I am here. That's all he said. That's all he said. I am here. I was back there in that corner where Sister Joanna is sitting right now with the computer. Right in that corner. You know why I was back there? Because the church used to face this way. The altar was over there, and that was the back of the church. And that was the last pew in the corner seat where nobody could see me. I was hiding. I was hiding from God. I was hiding from the pastor. I didn't want nobody to see me in my condition because I would come to church under the influence. Hello, somebody. But right there, God broke the chains. God said, I'm here. I'm going to help you. I'm going to break the bondage. I'm going to break the curse. No more drug addiction. No more bondage. And God set me free. And for the glory of God, it's going to be 8 years, church. No more drogas. No more drugs. I am free. Soy libre. Cristo me hizo libre. Jesus Christ set me free. Si se puede. It can be done because I am planted in the house of God. I am like the green olive tree. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. You can do it. Si se puede. Just allow God to work in your life. Don't get discouraged. Every time that you come to his house, it's going to get easier. It's going to get better. It's going to get easier. It's going to get better. Luke 13 verses 6 through 9. This is for those that have been here but are not bearing fruit. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit, came looking for apples on it, and found none. Then he said to the keeper of this vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it, and if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down. That's powerful, huh? I don't know how many times God has come to your life and he's been looking for apples. Has he been looking for fruit? And he comes and there's no fruit on your tree. Well, let me tell you that you're in the right place. It's time to get planted. It's time to get planted in God's house so that you can bear fruit. So that when God comes to your tree and he wants to take fruit, you have fruit on your tree. God has called you to be blessed, to be fruitful, and to be prosperous. You know, you not bearing fruit means that you're robbing others. Hello, somebody. It got personal here all of a sudden, huh? You not bearing fruit means that you're robbing others. You're robbing your children. You're robbing your grandchildren. You're robbing the next generation. They're depending on your fruit and my fruit. They're depending on my seed so that I can pass it on to them. So that they can bear fruit too. And so that the next generation will bear fruit. But it's all up to us. What are we doing with what God has given us? God hasn't just saved you to be sitting in a church day in and day out. Get involved. Get involved. Grow. Grow in the Lord. I know it's kind of hard for a Sunday morning, but this is the word that God gave me. It's time to be planted, church. You know what? And it's perfect because this English service has been growing. This English service has been multiplying. And God has called us to grow. But at the same time to be planted so that we can continue to grow. If you take a plant and it begins to grow and you take it out of the ground, what happens? What happens? Okay. So next time you want to stop coming to church, what's going to happen? Simple. It's simple. Common sense. Right, little Eddie? Common sense. This is where God is giving you life. This is where you're growing. And it's evident because you can see it in your face. Some of you guys, I could see you're shining. Let me take my glasses off. I could look at you more clear. Some of you guys are glowing. But that's because you're planted here at NGC. You're planted in the right place and fertile soil. We're constantly feeding you. We're constantly nourishing you God's word. But you know what? Our prayer is that you begin to bear fruit. And don't get scared. We're not expecting you to give a crazy amount of apples, but at least one apple. At least one apple. I remember when after 3 years, sitting down in the front of our church, finally pastor seen one apple on the tree. Pastor seen one apple on the tree. After 3 years, he said, you know what, idiot? Okay, it's time for you to preach. It's time for you to share the word of God. But you know what? I bared that one fruit, that one seed, and he plucked it. And then the next year, I gave a lot of apples. I gave a lot of fruit. Why? Because we need to be pruned. We need to be trimmed so that we can bear more fruit. And sometimes it's going to hurt. Hello? Sometimes it's going to hurt when they prune us, when they trim us, when they pick our fruit. But you know what? Next year, you will bear more fruit. You will grow. You will give more apples. You will give more oranges. And that began a cycle in my life where God just began to give me more apples. You know, a little bit later, I became the men's leader here at our church. I became the men's leader. You know, from depending on drugs, lost in the world, to a men's leader. And then years went by a little bit later, and from men's leader, they also seen virtue, and they said, okay, we're going to make you the district leader. The men's district leader, where I get to serve the whole region here, Imperial Valley and Yuma. So God began promoting me. But you know what? It's all attributed to being planted. To being planted. To growing in God's house. And then a few years went by more, some more years. And I was serving as men's leader, district men's leader. And then the pastor talked to me and he said, you know what? It's time for you to go to the next level. We're going to make you a pastor. Hello, somebody. You know, if you knew my life, I know you see it right now, and I look handsome, and I'm good looking and everything, but, you know, I got all my teeth, and everything looks good. But it's not always been like this. You know, there was a time where I didn't have a front tooth. There was a time where I didn't cut my hair. There was a time where I didn't have nice clothes. You know, but God has prospered me. God has blessed me. You would have never said, oh, he has what it takes to be a pastor. But you know what? I came to NGC and I got planted and I began to grow and grow and grow until I bear fruit. So now, never in my craziest, wildest dream would I have thought that I was going to be a pastor. Never. But God, that's what he does. He takes the impossible and he makes it possible. Why? Because we're planted. And if there's something that God, that moves the heart of God, is being obedient, being sincere, being real, being transparent. If you're obedient, you're sincere, you're transparent with God. Not so much just with me, but with God. Let me tell you that God sees your heart. God knows, and God will help you so that you can bear fruit. Amen. So God has given you the power to grow, church. You know, I was sharing with the church in Hopeville, because I shared this message last Sunday also at our Hopeville church. And I was thinking, I was making memory, Pastor Eddie Merino and Monica. I didn't even give them a shout out right now. But yes, we grew up together. I think Brenda's here too. Brenda's pastor's Eddie Merino's sister. We came out of a youth group in Hopeville. And we never thought that God was going to bring us to a season like this. You know, we used to meet in a chicken coop. That was our youth class. Un gallinero, where they were raising chickens. You know, that's where we used to meet. And Pastor Monica's mom, Pastor Eddie Merino's mother-in-law, was our youth pastor. And she would give the class just like if she was in a church, in a big building, and we were in a chicken coop. You know, so it doesn't matter what you're around. You know, what matters is who you are. Your surroundings don't make you. We came out of a chicken coop. And God began to grow us. God began to make us bear fruit. You know, we all went set different directions for a little while, but then God brought us all back together. And Pastor planted this church, and I came back to this church. So, and now I serve here with Pastor Eddie. And Brenda's back there. I see Brenda's in the back. So, I mean, God is faithful to his promises, church. We came out of something, a small church, and now we're a bigger church because we've grown, because we've been faithful in the little, and God's put us over much. So it pays to serve God. And I was sharing with them that, you know, now, did you guys know that we own this building? We don't owe anything on this building. It's paid off. Amen. There's churches that struggle to pay their mortgage, but we don't have a mortgage. All we pay is the bills. And that's good because we're in a good state. And you know what? The best thing of it all también is that the church in Hopeville is also paid off. We own that church. We own the building. All we have to do is pay the bills. And that's what I'm talking about when God has called us to grow, to be planted, to be fruitful. Those are the blessings that God gives. Amen. I don't even know why, but I needed to share that with you guys. Amen. Don't stop tithing, okay? Don't go there. Amen. John 15, 1 and 8, I'm going to land the plane. It says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, and that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you cannot do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast off as a branch and it is withered, as they gathered them and throw them into the fire. Amen. So it is important, church, for us to stay planted so that we can grow. I want to give you guys three more things, but that'll have to be on the next one. Amen. Stand to your feet, church.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.